you don't walk on the street, you walk on the, when you're walking.
Sidewalk.
Yeah. Now, in town, in some places in town, they have a little bit of grass between the street and the sidewalk. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
You know what that's called?
I didn't know that. You can think of it.
Well, there are a lot of terms for it, but one they call a grass strip or a parkway or a tree lawn or a...
I guess it's called a grass strip here.
Okay.
And
if you wanted to chase a dog away, you might pick up a...
stone.
And yesterday he did that and he...
threw it at
him. All right. And if you went over to a friend's house and you rang the bell and got no answer, you say, well, I guess he isn't...
at home.
Now, there are two ways of drinking coffee. Let's not talk about it with forget about sugar, and let's just talk about it with, say, we're going to use milk instead of cream. Say, you know, you're going to drink. So there are two ways. You say you can drink it
straight
or
with cream. Or milk.
All right. Now, another way of saying straight would be saying with
milk
or with.
What's that?
Yeah. Now, did you ever hear it called anything else besides straight? So he doesn't use sugar cream. He said, I'll just take mine.
Plain.
Or...
I've heard those expressions. I forget what they are.
Well, the one I was wondering about is barefoot.
Yeah, I've heard that expression.
How would you use that?
Well, I haven't used it, but then I've heard people use it that way, barefoot.
Say, I'll just drink mine.
Barefoot.
Uh-huh. And then, if someone wasn't walking away from you, you'd say he was coming
toward me.
And you might come home and tell your son you hadn't seen a person for a long time. You might say, guess who I ran
into.
All right. And gave the child the same name as your brother. You say, we named the child
after him.
Sure. And that animal you were going to throw that stone at was a...
dog, maybe.
Yeah, and how would you call a dog to attack another dog?
Fighting or something.
Yeah, what'd you say to him? You'd say...
you ran after him?
You wanted him to get after him. You'd say, now you...
go catch him. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Probably want to do something like that, or sick him, or...
yeah, sick him.
Something that. Like that. And now a dog of mixed breed, you'd call that a...
yeah. I don't know what to call it, mongrel, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. Now, how about a small, noisy, yapping dog? He's just a little...
fast?
Sure. And he was, by a dog, he had to go to the doctor because...
You mean the dog had hydrophobia?
Well, maybe not. He just had to go to the doctor because yesterday, my son was...
bitten.
Yeah. That dog...
bitten.
Yeah. And that a lot of people, that dog...
let's see. I don't know. That dog had bitten a lot of people. I don't know.
Yeah, sure. Okay. But... I was wondering, you'd say that, but when he does that, you say the dog, he goes and the dog
bites.
Yeah. Now, what I was getting around here, what I was wondering, do you ever use the expression dog bit?
Yeah.
Say,
he got dog bit.
He was dog bit.
Yeah.
That sounds, okay. Do you ever use that, like with anything else, you'd say, he was dog bit. He was bitten by a dog. Would you ever say somebody was horse kicked?
Yeah, kicked by a horse. You could use that expression. You want to? No, I would use it.
Have you ever heard people say horse kicked?
I don't know. I have.
It sounds okay. Huh?
Yeah.